This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Gia Abili reporting. The U.S. military says it dropped the most powerful non-nuclear bomb in its arsenal in Afghanistan. A Pentagon statement said the bomb was dropped Thursday on an Islamic State tunnel complex in the Achin district of the Nangarhar province near the border with Pakistan. The device, called the Massive Ordnance Air Blast Bomb, contains 11 tons of explosives. Based on its acronym MOAB, the U.S. Air Force calls it the mother of all bombs. Pentagon State spokesman Adam Stumpf said it was the first use of the bomb in a combat situation. President Trump said he's proud of the U.S. military.
Really another successful job. We're very, very proud of our military. Just like we're proud of the folks in this room, we are so proud of our military, and it was another successful event.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is remaining defiant in the midst of widespread accusations his government carried out a deadly chemical attack last week. Monitoring groups say his forces, along with Russia, have escalated attacks on civilians in a clear challenge to the international community. In his first interview since scores were killed in a chemical weapons airstrike on Khan Sheikhoun earlier this month, Assad told the French news agency AFP the incident was a fabrication to justify a U.S. military strike. South Korea is expecting tough trade talks ahead with the United States after President Donald Trump strongly criticized the free trade agreement between the two countries for dramatically increasing the U.S. trade deficit. A report by the U.S. Trade Representative laid out key trade objectives for the Trump administration that include breaking down unfair trade barriers. This is VOA News. Authorities in Spain and France have seized millions of dollars worth of assets owned by Rifat al-Assad, the uncle of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Prosecutors allege his property empire, worth more than $500 million, was built using money embezzled from the Syrian state in the 1980s. Chris Doyle is with the Council for British Arab Understanding.
For three decades, Rifat al-Assad, a former vice president of the Syrian regime, a man that many hold responsible for an atrocity at Hama in 1982, where tens of thousands of people were butchered, has wandered around Europe on the ill-gotten gains that he has taken out of Syria.
Rifat al-Assad has consistently denied the charges. Voters in Turkey will consider a constitutional referendum Sunday on whether to transform their government from the current parliamentary system into a powerful executive presidency. The issue has split the nation. Critics accuse President Recep Tayyip Erdogan of trying to create a dictatorship, while his supporters claim the changes will protect the will of the people. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Istanbul, Turkey's largest city, accounts for about one-fifth of the electorate, and how it votes will likely prove decisive in Sunday's referendum. With opinion polls showing the outcome is too close to call, both sides are feverishly campaigning. Yes, campaigners argue that extending the president's powers will strengthen democracy by ensuring stability. For the no voters, the proposed reforms, extending presidential power over the judiciary and allowing rule by decree, opens the door to dictatorship, as this no campaigner explains. She says, people come and ask us why we should say no. We try to explain to them. To be honest, we say no to one-man regime. For both opponents and supporters, the referendum has come down to one man, incumbent President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.
An air and airstrike by a U.S.-backed coalition killed 18 allied soldiers who were fighting the Islamic State militant group in northern Syria. U.S. Central Command, which directs U.S. forces in the Middle East, said Allied forces members inadvertently carried out the attack Tuesday south of Tabqa, a strategically important town near the IS stronghold of Raqqa. Raqqa is the self-declared capital of IS and is the largest Syrian city under the group's control. I am Gia Billy in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.